Welcome to Love the Life You Live, where we bring you information and interviews with artists, authors, thought leaders, influencers, and business leaders who will add meaning and value to your life. I'm your host, John Hilton, principal attorney at the Terabella Law Group and managing partner at J. Keller Management Consulting. This is where you will want to tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 to discover the local artists and authors who bring us the beauty of art and culture, how to explore the depths of your potential, how to get your mindset said about money fully aligned with your heart, and how to build the legacy you want to leave your family and friends, how to break old patterns of behavior that may be holding you back from the life you could be living, and how to find the freedom to love the life you live today.
Now, if you suffer from anxiety, depression, trauma, addiction, relationship issues, you're going to want to stay tuned and listen to today's episode. I'm going to be speaking with Wen Chi Qian. She is the founder of the Zen Institute here in Tucson, and she is a psychotherapist who has pioneered what she refers to as inner twin therapy, and she has had phenomenal success using her process to help her clients overcome anxiety, depression, traumas, and personal addictions. And it's such a pleasure for me to be able to bring this wonderful woman and her approach to treatment to you today. And my true hope is that if you are experiencing any of these concerns in your life, that you will look up Wen Chi and explore what she has to offer you. So Wen Chi, welcome to Love the Life You Live. I am so excited to talk to you today about your practice in psychotherapy and the inroads you have made into this field. First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for inviting me on your show. I'm so excited. I am a licensed professional counselor and a life coach. I have 20 years of experience in the mental health field. And being from Taiwan, I combine Eastern and Western philosophy to help people recover from anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction. And 13 years ago, I created a very effective and innovative treatment modality called inner twin therapy. And it is designed to help people tap into their inner power and be their own authentic self.
And tell us a little bit about inner twin therapy. How does that work in your practice?
So the story about me discover inner twin therapy was coming from, actually, it's funny because it was coming from, I experienced this severe anxiety and panic attack at work. And it was the first year I arrived in America, and I got a job working at the group home, and the lead staff gave me $300 for grocery shopping. At that time, I had no clue what was Q-tip, Jell-O, Kleenex. When I look at the grocery list, I was just having a panic attack, and my heart is pounding, my knees are shaky. I was so embarrassed in front of my coworker. So I just walk out the group home and get in the car. And I realized, holy, this car is a 15-passenger van. I have never driven a big car like that. And remind you, just several months ago, I got my drive license. So not only I had to drive a big, huge van, and I had to drive on the highway, and my mind was just racing. And I thought, well, if I can't get these groceries, I'll be fired, I'll be homeless, and I'll be deported. And I was just didn't know what to do. And I look on my Chinese English dictionary, back and forth, trying to find out what is Q-tip, what is Kleenex, what is Jell-O, and none of them was listed on my dictionary. And all of a sudden I heard a little voice telling me, hey, Wen Chi, you can sit here and panicking, or you can turn the key and let's go. Which one would you choose? So I decided to just turn the key and go. And when I got to the grocery store, there were three people came out and greeting me, say, "Oh, young lady, it's very cold tonight. How are you doing?" And I was just beside myself, like seeing three big angels in front of me. I told them that I just got to America not long ago, and I don't have any idea things on this grocery list. And would you please help me? And one of them said, "Oh, sweetheart, no problem. You just stand here and relax. We'll get it for you, okay?" So about 15, 20 minutes later, they brought in two full carts of groceries, and they helped me load in my van. And I came back half hour before the expected time. I was so thrilled. I couldn't believe, actually, just listen to that little voice, I was able to overcome my panic attack. And that was the beginning of my discovery of my inner twin. Basically, just learn to tune into my inner voice. That part of me knows how to guide me. And most people recognize this part as your inner wisdom, your wise mind, your inner guide. I call this part as your inner twin. And I like this term because this actually is your conscience. And it's really difficult to build a loving relationship with the abstract concept as conscience. And this part of you knows you and loves you unconditionally, just like identical twins love each other unconditionally.
So, Wenqi, is it fair to say that this little voice that we have, that many of us have learned to ignore it, and we don't pay attention to it, and what the work that you do basically teaches your clients how to listen and embrace that voice?
Absolutely. And we get in trouble when we don't listen. And we have that kind of later on this intuition or a thought come up like, "Oh, I know it. I shouldn't have done that." Right? And if we continue not to tune into this part of us, we eventually just feel disconnected, feel alone, lonely, and fearful, and anxious, depressed. And, you know, America currently, how many people are addicted to alcohol, drugs, and food addiction, relationship addiction, you name it?
When you work with clients with these addictions and the depression and the alcoholism and some of these things that are so rampant in our society, what is your approach to them to help them get in touch with their inner twin? And what are some of the results that you see from that?
I have a specific script to introduce my client to meet their inner twin. And many of them will have immediate recognition. Like, "You remember that little voice tell you, no, don't do it. And you did it anyway." And people immediately can get it, especially those ones that who really don't like to go to AA meeting and 12-step program. And when I mention, "Remember that little voice say, no, don't do it, don't drink because you already got a DUI. It's not a good idea to get a bottle of wine. And you did it anyway, and you end up get up a hangover and suffer from negative consequences." And people recognize it right away. And this is the foundation of the treatment I provide at the Zen Institute. And so far, we have 100% of alumni went through our program said that they would recommend their loved one to come for treatment at Zen Institute. And I believe this spiritual connection is the missing link in traditional or mainstream mental health treatment in the world. And this is such a powerful tool.
Oh, absolutely. And you've had so much success with your therapy approach that you actually started, you just alluded to it, the Zen Institute, and that's here in Tucson. And in the Zen Institute, you treat many different types of mental health disorders and conditions, but you don't use the intertwined approach exclusively. You use other psychotherapy approaches as well.
Correct. Intertwined therapy is helping people to feel empowered. Basically, this is how it goes. You can't heal yourself without feeling safe first. You can't feel safe without feeling loved first. So love is the key to everything. And how well, you can read a lot of self books and see therapists and learn about how to love yourself. But those are just concepts. Those are just words until you personally experience the loving connection, the fuzzy, warm feeling inside of your heart, then you know, yes, you're in. It's kind of like you own the world's biggest bank and you're going up and down begging for money. Not until you recognize the key is in your hand. And if I can use just one sentence to describe inner twin therapy, that would be coming home to myself.
So your approach to therapy with your clients is different and obviously very effective, but do you find that some of your clients are resistant and find and feel like it's a weird approach to think about an inner twin and loving themselves and finding that place that you're speaking of?
Yes, actually most of the time it comes out as people say, well, I don't talk to myself, only schizophrenics do. And I will ask, take a wild guess, how many people, percentage-wise, how many people actually do talk to themselves? What is the answer? 100%. Because as a human being, you do talk to yourself. When you talk to yourself quietly, when you're thinking, you're talking to yourself quietly. When you're talking, you're thinking out loud. The problem is that you talk to yourself constantly in a negative way. And this negative self-talk creates anxiety, depression, and drive you to do all kinds of self-destructive, addictive behaviors. So inner twin therapy will help you to talk to yourself in a positive way based on love and truth. Because inner twin knows everything that has happened in your life. You don't have to explain to your inner twin. You have to face yourself, make peace with yourself, learn how to be best friend to yourself.
You know, none of us wants to think about our parents ever having to be in a long-term care community. But the truth is, no long-term care resident is ever there by choice. Typically, a parent will find themselves in long-term care due to an accident or illness that incapacitates them, requiring round-the-clock nursing care that we, as their children, are neither capable of nor trained to deliver. Obviously, long-term care is not what we want for our parents. But what if the worst should happen? Did you know that in Arizona, the average cost of nursing home care is almost $100,000 per year, and Medicare does not cover the cost of long-term care? So without proper planning, your parents could lose their home and entire life savings paying for long-term care. In my upcoming webinar, 5 Easy Steps to Prepare Your Parents for Long-Term Care While Protecting Their Assets, I will show you how to help your parents plan for the possibility of long-term care and legally protect their assets from the government in the process. Simply go to www.terabellalaw.com/LTC to register for the next scheduled webinar. That's terabellalaw.com/LTC. Or call our office at 520-428-1188 and tell them you heard about this invaluable webinar on the radio.
Men- Medicare annual enrollment begins October 15th. It can be quite confusing navigating through all the Medicare plans to find the optimum benefits and copays. Reviewing prescription drug costs are especially important since each Medicare plan presents their information differently. Choosing the right Medicare plan is essential, not only to your pocketbook and your retirement planning, but above all, your access to the best medical care you can get. This means your loved ones won't have to worry that you are not receiving the first-rate care you deserve. Most importantly, how do you know who to trust for this information? If you go online or respond to a mailer, your information is sold to agents from coast to coast, and all with one goal, to sell you a plan no matter what. Wouldn't it be better to connect with someone local who won't treat you like a number on a call list? Someone who has ties to the community and the resources to best benefit you? That's where Tamara Dillon comes in. Tamara would like to be your agent and assist you in securing the Medicare plan with the best benefits. A complete analysis of your medication, preferred doctors, and overall medical concerns are the key components she will look at to find the perfect plan for you. Tamara Dillon with Desert Life Insurance is a local Tucson agent since 2007 and is available to you now and throughout the year to answer any questions or issues that come up. Tamara has worked tirelessly for her clients all across the state of Arizona, and she will do the same for you and your family. Call Tamara Dillon at 520-221-0965, and she will make the Medicare process easy for you.
You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton.
And now let's rejoin my conversation with Wen Chi Chien, founder of the Zen Institute here in Tucson and creator of Inner Twin Therapy. How do you personally define success?
Well, from the Eastern world, I believe success and failure both are illusion because it's coming from ego mind. Everything you do, you produce one of the three results. Positive, negative, or neutral. Positive, you can use copy all over again, you'll get positive result. Negative, you know, it doesn't work, you don't have to go through again. Neutral, it stays the same. So there's no success, there's no failure. I have a quote I share with people. It goes like this. The only failure is failure to try. And the measure of success is how you cope with disappointment. So if you have tried, you are being successful. And if you are really upset and you are able to cope with disappointment with your tools and stay on track and being courageous, do the right thing, yes, you're being successful. What is important to me is that I live my life based on these two things, love and truth. Love myself and love everyone I'm encountered with. The question I ask myself is, have I practiced love and truth in my life every day? If I have, I'm being successful and I'm at peace with myself. And being able to speak up my truth, it is a very hard lesson to learn and do. That's why I say, live, I preach this. If you want to have a life that is full of love, peace, and joy, practice this two things. Love and truth. Love yourself and others and speak up your truth. Don't betray yourself. And tune into your authentic self, your higher self, your inner twin. Let this part of you guide you and live a life that honors who you truly are. And then you have access to unlimited love, peace, and joy in this world. And this power is 100% under your control, 24/7.
How do you think your friends, your family, the community, the people you've served, how will they remember you?
I would like them to remember me as someone who is committed to serve the world, who's loving, caring, witty, funny, silly, authentic.
In a world in which you had unlimited time and unlimited resources, how would your life be different?
I would love to have a in the Twin Foundation to teach everyone in this world to connect it to their authentic self, their inner twin, to make them feel loved and supported at all times so they don't suffer from loneliness, alone, fear, and anxiety, depression, all of that. My goal is to be able to teach inner twin therapy all over the world. And hopefully, in 5 years, I'm able to do so. I really do think with COVID-19, you know, it raised our awareness of how many people are actually living in fear and how important that mental health treatment is available for everyone in this world. Because everyone deserves to have a life that is full of love, peace, and joy, and no need. None of us were born with a fear and shame. Unfortunately, that's how majority of people living in this world are living in fear and shame. I heard a researcher said that 70% of the people walking on the earth are waiting for next shoe to drop. How sad that is.
Winxi, what makes your life one that you love to live?
Well, when I was 25, I was suicidal, suffered from severe anxiety, depression, trauma, and addiction. I just want to die. Since I was 12, every morning I woke up, why am I here? I don't belong here. And when I was 25, I felt like I was 65. And today, I'm approaching 60. I feel like I'm in my prime time. And with all the tools I have learned, I'm able to stay on track and live a life that is full of love, peace, and joy. Don't get me wrong. I still have days that I feel anxious and feel a little bit fearful. But the difference is I can get back on track instead of for days or months to get stuck in that place. I can come back in 5 minutes. And that is the difference between a healthy life and an unhealthy life. And I love my life. I never believed that it's possible to have a loving, peaceful, joyful life like it is that I'm experiencing right now. This is why I'm so committed to teach other people what I have learned, because everyone deserves to have loving, peaceful, joyful life.
Winxi, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing with our audience your work. It's such important work that you do. And there are so many people out there who are suffering. And I believe this is just the work that you do is something that everybody probably has something in their life that they can apply your message to. And I'm just thrilled that you were able to join us today and share your work. And I really encourage our listeners to follow up and find out more about Winxi's work. Look for her podcast, The Inner Twin Revolution, and go to the YouTube channel and find her videos. And if you're really wanting to explore working with Winxi and her team, and you don't really want to go and be part of a group therapy session at the Zen Institute, think about going to the Beyond Revolution online therapy that Winxi is going to be offering here in the very near future. Winxi, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me. I'm so honored. I feel so honored and privileged to be on your show. Thank you, John.
You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton.
You're not here to compete. You're here to connect. You're not here to suffer. You are here to celebrate the fact that you are absolutely powerful beyond measure.
If you want to hear more from Winxi Chen, I encourage you to go to any of the podcast platforms that you may be familiar with and look for Inner Twin Revolution, where Winxi will be sharing her insights on inner twin therapy and how to apply that in your daily life.
Obviously, long-term care is not what we want for our parents. But what if the worst should happen? Did you know that in Arizona, the average cost of nursing home care is almost $100,000 per year, and Medicare does not cover the cost of long-term care? So without proper planning, your parents could lose their home and entire life savings paying for long-term care. In my upcoming webinar, 5 Easy Steps to Prepare Your Parents for Long-Term Care While Protecting Their Assets, I will show you how to help your parents plan for the possibility of long-term care and legally protect their assets from the government in the process. Simply go to www.terabellalaw.com/LTC to register for the next scheduled webinar. That's terabellalaw.com/LTC. Or call our office at 520-428-1188 and tell them you heard about this invaluable webinar on the radio.
Thank you for joining me on Love the Life You Live. This is John Hilton. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the thought leaders, the business people, the artists, the authors who will bring you more meaning and joy to your life so that you can truly love the life you live.